Juliana Kaplan joins us. She's the labor and inequality reporter at Insider. Juliana, thanks for hopping on with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about haircuts with you unless you have a thought on that. But I'm surprised that a third of Gen Z says they're living at home and they're not planning on leaving. Talk us through this survey.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously this comes from one survey that was conducted by Credit Karma where they were asking Gen Zers, so 18 to 25-year-olds, I'm the oldest of Gen Z, or geriatric Gen Z, as we call it. And yeah, I believe about 1,000 Gen Zers they surveyed in their sample size, nearly a third, so 29%, said that they were living at home and they saw it as a long-term housing solution.
And what do they say long-term? What does that mean? Or is that up to each respondent?
Yeah, I think that's one of those questions where it's probably up to your own interpretation, but I think you can safely say not going anywhere anytime soon.
Right. And I don't disparage anyone that lived at home. I moved in with my parents at the age of 26, coming home from working in Washington, D.C. for a year, and I was changing careers, and I ended up getting a job here at WGN doing traffic reporting, and I got to meet the great Mary Vandeveld. And I was living at home so I could say yes to every shift and kind of do whatever I could, and I didn't get a second job. And it was a smart decision. And I imagine, you know, you talk about, you know, the recession coming really quickly during the pandemic and now inflation. I mean, it can be a smart financial move for young adults.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's a confluence of a few things. Like, rents are super high right now. Gen Zers are probably not mostly homeowners. I mean, obviously some are. But of the people who were surveyed who said that they're renting or they own property, they're putting about half of their paycheck towards rent or their mortgage. And that's a lot of money. Everything else is really expensive. And also consider the rise of remote work and the fact that the majority of Gen Z, if they were in college, got sent home early. So they may have ended up home already in a situation they didn't really expect. And that's become sort of a formative part of their adulthood so far.
How does this compare to other generations and their, obviously a boomer's not moving home, but I mean, like, did millennials move home with this frequency as well when they were this age, and it's just something that you grow out of throughout your 20s? Do we have any comparative analysis?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if there's like I can't think of a direct one-to-one off the top of my head. I'm sure there is one, but I don't know of the exact numbers. But what I will say is that millennials have, during this time, also been increasingly moving home more. Oh. So not at the same clip as Gen Z, but we're seeing a lot more multi-generational households than we have been over the past couple of decades.
You mentioned the cost of rent or mortgage eating up half of people's income, which is well above what most people advise for that. And that's not going to get any better, right? Because rent prices are skyrocketing.
Yeah, so rent is, I think anyone can attest to, really, really high. I mean, I'm sitting here calling in from New York, so I can tell you that is very high. And yeah, we saw strong rent price growth again last month, and that's part of inflation as well. And it seems like every time rents have hit a new peak, there is another one. But hopefully things will cool off a little bit more.
Right, for sure. All right, Juliana, we appreciate you breaking this down for us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.